We shall now summarize very briefly the solution for the general case where we don't have all those orthogonality assumptions, and we're going to relax the stabilizability and detectability assumptions on A1, B1. So here we're going to assume that a general case, but we're still going to assume D2 equal to 0 because D2 is not equal to 0. It's very easily recovered. We're going to show that how we can deal with that later. We're going to assume that we have all other terms, and we have a standard assumption AB2 is stabilizable, C2A is detectable. And for simplicity of presentation, we're going to assume that a D1, 2, D2, 1 are normalized so that the D1, 2 is zero identity, D1 is zero identity. And we're going to also show later how we can transform a more general problem to this special case. Now, we're going to replace all those the detectability on AB1 and so on on C1A condition with a rank matrix with a zero condition on the transformations G1, 2, and G2, 1, which is the third assumption, that is there's no zeros on the imaginary axis for AB2 and C1, D1, 2 system, which is G1, 2 transfer function.